Today FM Breakfast, Em, Grant and Ed.
Hello. Podcast.
So we've just finished this show. We've got to remember. I don't know why it's so hard for us to remember what we spoke about. I mean, let's have a look here.
Radio amnesia. That's what happens.
Danny Leahy wiped his armpit on you.
He smelled much, much better than I thought he would.
Nah, he's a suave. I mean, he pretends, but he's also got really nice. He had a singlet on that went all the way down to his like side. All his lats were on show, and I found it erotic.
Yeah, I compliment. He sent me a picture of himself sort of with his shirt off yesterday that we both saw, which, and I then texted him back saying, nice lats and shoulders.
He's got good lats, Danny.
But it was weird. Yeah, I thought, if I overstepped a mark there, nah, he's all right.
Nah, you're
he's
fine.
Okay with that.
Yeah, good.
Also, the opening night of your Marcella's play.
Yes, Footloose opened last night, and you'll hear why I clapped and cheered as she patched another boy.
And you're back tonight in the front row.
Naturally, going every
I don't
night.
Think you should sit in the front row.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that on the air, but I think it's going to be too much for her.
That's okay. I don't have a choice. They're the tickets we got.
Oh,
yeah, because someone was trying to ban me from buying more tickets, so I may have used an alias to get these ones.
Oh, my God. And are you in the front? When you say the front row, like, not the center, though.
Center front.
Oh, God.
I don't even care. I'm so proud.
I mean,
I'm doing hair and makeup, and she looks like amazing. Like, she's been to a professional, and everyone else in the cast is like, oh, I did my eyeliner in the dunnies. But yeah. She looks really great.
Well, you know, she's got lead. And Angela Bishop came in to do some entertainment.
Yeah, consummate professional. We have to go now because we're going to talk to a professional fairy who is a grey muzzle, and I'm not going to explain anymore. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for star time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant and Ed.
Hey, 5:59. My God, we're doing overtime or undertime, whatever you call it.
Don't speak for 20 seconds.
Feel how silence on radio is the longest meter of time.
Yeah. Isn't it?
It's so weird. Let's just do 2 seconds of of nothing and feel how long this is, everybody.
Okay.
Look at that. There are people running to the studio.
The panic alarm's gone off in Jace's bedroom.
The emergency tape. The people always used to say, don't worry, the emergency tape will kick in. And I said, what is the emergency tape? And no one had ever even heard it. I was like, what if it's like the war has been declared on Germany and her allies?
Yeah. Get under the desks at the sound of the siren.
Yes, the Soviet Union has launched a nuclear warhead towards your house.
Just your house.
Your house.
Wow, it's 6 o'clock. Okay.
Here we go. Yeah. So heaps today. The Big Bump Brunch is so chockers, but we're still kind of squeeze people in.
And doing that with pregnant women is it's precarious. But we're going to squeeze as many women in as we can. So we're going to be chatting about that more later.
They're hungry. You're a little bit tired because you had Marcella's opening night.
Yeah,
first
can I start
play.
At 7 today, guys? I was out till 11 o'clock. I'm really tired.
You can. Okay. And I'm starting at 8:30. So it's the emergency tape till then.
Sydney, start your engines.
Start your engines, brothers.
What? Cold around the ears. World Square this morning. Cold around the ears. I had to flip my hood up. But I'm always wary of flipping my hood up.
Yeah, you should be because it's dark and you're 6'5".
That's why I don't flip my hood up because I'm worried that I will look threatening. But I'm not trying to look threatening, but if I've got my hood up, then
you do.
I could look.
Why do you think hoods mean foreboding?
I think
why do hoods,
because we read, you know, you read faces even though you don't know you're reading faces
and
it obscures that.
Yeah, and you're like, what are you hiding, bucko?
Well, yeah. I was walking towards another guy who had his hood up.
Were you afraid?
No, because he had shorts on. And I thought,
wow.
Yeah, wow was the word. In my head, I was like,
Brave.
All right. Hey, yeah. All right. Who cares about the knees? So we start today with Cadbury Roses to introduce new flavors of Roses chocolates.
The most surprising thing about this is that people still eat Cadbury Roses. And then I got scolded in the meetings. I was like, oh, no, I love them. Well, my nanny used to like them.
Remember when they came in a... With a now they're
tin.
In a tin. They're still... You can get them at Coles. We just went down and got a box at Coles.
Yeah.
And so they're very readily available. And they've changed a little bit. They're in a box. And the flavours have changed somewhat already. So what is your favourite Cadbury Roses?
The hazelnut swirl.
Yeah, congratulations. Still an ongoing concern.
That's the only one that I like.
What people like about roses is the old school nature of them. So
is there a Turkish delight?
Yeah, they got a Turkish delight in here.
Yuck.
They got peppermint creme. I don't know how to say this word. C-R-E-M-E, with an accent acute on the E, the first
creme.
E.
Creme.
So that's that makes it creme, does it?
Creme. But you know what? Don't bother. Just go eat toothpaste. Why would you put mint on anything?
Yeah, that's a fair point, actually. Yeah. I don't remember roses, and they've got this now. How's this? Delicate raspberry pieces blended with creamy Cadbury white chocolate.
Oh, what? Calm down, roses.
How good's that?
That is ridiculous, though. That's a bit fancy.
They're throwing that up. And so now they've got new flavors. You ready?
Yeah, tell me.
To input themselves into the... Okay. Our first question. How old is the Cadbury Roses box?
80 years.
Close, 70.
Oh! Is that old?
Here are the new ones.
Yeah?
Hazelnut creme.
Ooh, I'd be into some hazelnut creme.
Turkish Delight is back.
No, why? No one likes Turkish Delight.
It is the last one in the box.
Of course it is. It's the one that always gets left.
Yeah, it is. You're like, oh, yes, roses. Damn it.
Yeah, it's only stupid Turkish Delight.
And dark mocha nougat.
Oh, calm down.
Crystal meth.
Yeah? Oh, that's nice. Nice touch. Keep you up all night.
What?
What?
No, that one.
Who said that?
It's a typo.
Yeah,
that one's a typo. And two types of, if you can tell me, what's the difference between caramel deluxe and classic caramel?
Oh, God, so much. The deluxe has a Mercedes.
That's
kids
good.
Kids go to private school. Thank you.
Good fun. We move. Let's change gears to.
I'm excited about this one. Now I just want chocolates. Thank you, everyone, idiots.
That's all right. Can we get a box of roses in front of the pregnant woman, please?
Please, I've already had a chocolate eclair this morning. Don't.
Whoa.
I had that sub 5 a.m. too. Like, I had a chocolate eclair at a petrol station with the flakes flicking on my big fat tummy.
Yum.
At 4:55, and I thought, I've reached a new low.
No, you haven't. You're winning.
After a jumbo sausage roll.
Yes.
Oh, yum.
How many sauce on that? Sauce?
I had a tradie mouth. Breakfast and I'm
sauce?
Not a tradie.
Sauce?
Corsell's sauce.
Yeah.
And the guy behind the counter gave... Oh, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah. You've won. You've had a win, though. The most memorable TV theme ever has been named. This is a survey. So, look, they've actually done pretty well here. There's 1,000 people that were surveyed.
Yeah.
So that's a fair amount. Audio branding specialist, PHMG. So we'll give them their credit there because they've done some work.
Mm.
Do you want to hear the number one? It was, you'll be surprised at this, as I was. The number one most remembered TV theme is Happy Days.
Sunday, Monday, Happy Days.
Nah.
Tuesday,
happy days.
Nah.
Oh, that was my cue to change a channel when I was a kid.
Yeah, same. I hated Happy Days. Yeah. I never understood
me too.
It.
I hated it.
Surely.
Fonzie was creepy. He was flat out 45 hanging out with high school kids.
I used to say this all the time.
Me too. I said, my dad, that's not right. That guy's your age.
Yeah, and also, if he keeps saying, come into my office, the toilets, that is not okay.
That's an arrestable offense, gang.
I was like, I kept saying that I would say to people who would listen to me, I'd say, all right, imagine if Harold rocked up to Lasseter's in a leather jacket and said, hey, Charlene, Scott, come meet me in the toilets.
He'd be on a watch list
man,
where Harold
exactly,
would be.
Exactly, man, be arrested. Surely this is the most memorable one.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, or Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
You hear that? Bang, but you hear that and you know.
Yeah, I read an article about that once. He didn't want to do it and then he sent it and they weren't sure. And because they only had a 4-episode commission, they're like, ugh, just put it on, who cares? And then it became what it was.
Oh.
And then this one's not on the list, and I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Oh, you have it? Law and Order. Oh, I thought we had Law and Order. Dun, 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 dun.
Dun.
We can't do it. Dun, 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 dun. We'll play your favourite one then, Luke. Play your favourite one. They're about to finish their 12th painful series. Go on.
You are not the person.
No, there, that's Law and Order. Go on. Play it. This is Luke's favorite. He's pushing the buttons.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're the person. I've never found anyone who admits to watching Big Bang Theory.
He loves it.
No.
Luke!
Luke, you can say whether or not. Do you love it?
No.
Oh. All right, that'll do us then, shall we? Danny Lakey next. Joined in the studio by the overnight maniac that is Danny Lakey.
Thanks. This is a game changer.
A dating game changer.
This is absolutely huge.
Another one? Did you fail to change the game?
The game changes quicker than my game changes can keep up. So this is constantly an evolving field. This may be about to blow every perfume company out the window. This may put Meyer under and out of business.
Not Kouros.
Yeah. $80 for what? Davidoff Cool Water? Of sorts,
oh, that
Calvin
was what
Klein's.
My boyfriend wore in high school. I loved Davidoff Cool Water.
Is Acqua di Gio still an ongoing concern?
Yes, it is.
Because that seems as though, is that, that's not still big though. What about my 18-year-old brother-in-law went to buy his first ever, obviously with his mum's slash own money, and he went to get his own aftershave, and he came back with
what?
Paco Rabanne Billions. And
because it's in a gold bottle?
Yes. I go, why? Because it's in a gold bar. It's classy.
Classy. My husband wears Ralph Lauren Polo and has for 18 years, and it's my favourite smell.
I can't stop wearing. There's a blue Ralph Lauren one. I don't know what.
That's the one. But I've never smelt it on you.
Really?
That's really weird.
Maybe I don't wear much of it.
I think you wear it to work.
I do every day. I could have used more of it.
Put more on.
That's crazy. All right, anyway, Lakey, sorry.
All good smells, guys, but this is halting the game changer. The game may have changed in this talk break already.
It's been more than 1 minute.
Now, whatever your favourite perfume is, that's fine. And I've got a favourite perfume as well. And before a big date, I'll do 8 spritzes. 3 around the neck,
whoa,
1 around the back of the hair, 1 under the left lat, 1 under the right lat, my hot spots, maybe, if I'm feeling lucky, 1 just above the pelvic region.
No.
If you're feeling lucky.
Oh, you like to use your pubic hair?
If I think I'm in with a fighting chance of getting lucky that night. 8 all spritzes, right. Average,
yeah,
on a date.
I do the same.
Now what I do, keep in mind that eau de toilette is very, very expensive.
Mm.
1 spritz on the right bit of your neck.
Yes.
50% spritz, and then the other 50%, just get 2 fingers just under the armpit, your natural pheromones, and brush it across the neck as well. 50% pheromones, God's perfume, Danny Lakey's Nature Drop, and 50%... of your favourite, because everyone is subconsciously inclined to the pheromone smell.
Do we have a vomit sound effect?
Nope. No.
But what if people don't like your pheromones?
Well, that's okay. They'll find out soon enough. Either way, it's people are making a split-second judgement.
Pit sweat.
Fresh pit sweat.
Combine it with your Davidoff Cool
Can
water.
I please?
Pit sweat. No, this is not BO. This is not BO. BO is sweat after plus 2 hours.
But how do you ascertain the pheromone from the sweat?
This is just my natural odour.
Give me a whiff.
Brushing it across the neck.
Give me a
oh
whiff.
Oh, God. No,
okay, fine.
Go away. Give me 2 fingers in the pit, and then I'll go the finger. Oh, no, then on your neck. All right. Now give me some leggy.
Now.
That is not as bad as I thought it was
going to
be.
It's good gear, isn't it?
Is it musky? I'm not going to.
Keeping in mind, this isn't about the smell,
that
by the way.
Too bad,
we're operating at a subconscious level here, guys. This isn't even the actual smell. This is 95% of someone's first impression is made up in the first 10 seconds. The reason I put it on the right side of my neck is because I'll be kissing the left cheek. The nose is immediately in the smell zone.
Can I say,
pheromones planted.
It's maybe, like, I'm like in some sort of trance. That was.
Ed doesn't know what to do with himself. He's got Ode Lakey all over him, and he doesn't know what to go.
I feel like I've been sprayed by a skunk or something. This is
Pepe Le Lakey.
Oh, well done. Game changer.
Yeah, game changer. No need for the 8 spritz anymore,
it's not
guys.
Not the game changer. You're just wiping your pee.
The game just changed.
Oh, my God. He's clapping himself.
On 131060, what have you called your parents as an adult to come and help you fix? Em, you call your dad a lot.
Every day.
Every day.
My dad, Vincey, because we're ethnic, we live 5 minutes from each other. He'd have us all live on his compound if possible. And my dad gets called for anything. Like, my kids have known since little age, they always say, call Nono. So, like, if a handle breaks off a ceramic cup, call Nono. Anything Nono gets called for.
Is he qualified in any trade?
No. Oh, yeah, he's a fitter and turner.
Oh, well, there you go.
And then he became an engineer. So he's a planning and quoting engineer. He's retired now, but he's just the guy who, even if he can't fix someone, he'll tell you he can and figure it out as he goes to varying degrees of success. Yeah, like if the telly goes off, he'll come around and open it up and rewire it so only he knows how it works. But it'll work, but you can turn it on at the microwave.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's really
helpful. It's better now.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Since I was a little kid, it's just that thing of dad, you know, like.
Call dad. Dad will know what to do. Tiff does that. Tiff does it all the time. She's always calling her dad to fix this or.
Does that emasculate? Would Scotty feel? Do you feel emasculated? Would Scotty feel emasculated that I've always turned to my dad?
He wants me to. Like, he'll rock up in army pants with a drill. And he'll go like, hey, you got my drill. I'm going to get another call. And I'll go, cool. I'll be getting a coffee at the cafe if you need me. I use it as a way of getting free labor. I just don't care. Brendan from Holdsworthy. Brendan, is this your...
Yep.
There you go, mate.
Pretty good.
Good. You called your parents?
Yes, while they were casually enjoying their nice holiday cruise, I had to Facebook call them on how to cook pasta.
Yes, my friend. And how old are you?
I'm 22.
Yeah.
Well, I was 22 at the time.
Yep.
No internet? No Google?
No. Well, they had like a brief connection. I was just like trying to think. I couldn't think. I was way too tired. And for some reason, I'm like, you know what? I'll call my parents.
And what did they say when they told you? What were their instructions?
They were stunned. They were just like, you're 22 and you've forgotten how to cook the most simplest thing on earth.
I'm they
like,
realized that failed you as parents.
Yeah, when they hung up, when they hung up from you, they've looked at each other and gone, ah, no, we've messed up. Let's move on to the next one. That's not that one's not working. Well done, Brendan. Ali from Windsor.
Yes.
So, what as an adult, what did you call your parents for?
Well, I was about 25, and my parents. look, there was a snake inside the house, and I freaked out and panicked and climbed on top of the dining table and called my mum.
Your mum? Now what?
Yeah, I would.
Is your mum a snake handler or of any kind?
No. No, but you don't. You know, when in times of stress, you want your mum.
I'm 39 and when I get sick, I want my mum still. But, like,
yeah,
I get
were like 4.5 hours away. And,
okay, not five minutes.
So you ring up and you go, mum, I'm on the dining table. There's a snake. What did she say to do?
That stock standard response of, what do you want me to do about it?
Yeah. that's cute. All right, Kerry. Oh, you are the parent. Yes, Kerry. Well done. Kerry from Penrith. You're the mum.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened?
I had a call at 2 a.m. in the morning from my son, and I was like peeking out, oh my God, what's wrong? Because he was actually overseas.
Oh, no.
And he rang to say, what do I do? Because the ATM took my $80 and he was in Italy.
And
so he rang me from Italy to say, Mum, the ATM took my $80. What do I do?
And as an expert in Italian ATMs, what did you tell him to do, Kerry?
I went, are you for effing real? Like, seriously? I'm picking out thinking something's wrong. Oh. And I'm like, is there a bank attached to this ATM? What, you know, tell me what the surroundings are. He's like, I don't know. I can't read the language. I'm like, oh, my God. What do you want me to do?
Oh, because a bank in Italian is banco, so he's never going to work that one out. Well played, everybody. Everybody's getting family pass to Kingpin Bowling, and why not some double passes to Comic-Con? Well played.
The only way to get even more M. Grant and Ed is to download and subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au. Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
Alphabet Kids.
Yes, it is. It is 2 minutes past 7, 104.1 Today FM Breakfast. M. Grant and Ed. Now, Em, you're in charge today, and you have assured me that it is gettable.
I think so, and I think Monique from French's Forest could be our girl. Hi, Mon.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Very good.
I hear you're a scout.
Yep, that's true.
Oh, amazing. Always prepared. And what would you use the money for if you won $10,000?
I would use it to go to a jamboree that's happening next year in North America.
Oh, jamboree.
Can I ask about one badge? Is that all right? So Monique, is it still badges here with scouts?
Yeah, it is.
What's the most recent badge that you have attained?
I recently... Oh, that's a hard one.
Sorry.
I think it was... I recently got an... I think it's an Anzac Memorial badge.
That's nice.
For doing a sleepover in Manly Dam and then doing a dawn service the next morning.
Good on you guys. The scouts are good. More scouts.
Scouts are amazing. Scouts. And it could be fortuitous, Monique, because your letter today is B for badge.
Woo.
All right. You got the letter. Is it in your mind, darling?
Yes.
All right, good. So you have 30 seconds, 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter B for badge. With every question you get right, you get $100 with your chance to win up to $10,000. Mon, if you don't know an answer, just say pass and we'll go straight to the next question. I have to take the first answer you give me and you can't use the same answer twice. And just a reminder, Mum and Dad can't help you because it's Alpha Bucks Kids. Are you ready, Monique?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, darling, here we go. For $10,000, your time will start at the end of my first question. Name something round.
Ball.
A piece of fruit.
Banana.
Somewhere to swim.
I'm sorry, what was that question?
Somewhere to swim.
Bath.
A colour.
Blue.
Something you read from.
Book.
Something you put rubbish in.
Bin.
A girl's name.
Barbara.
A mode of transport.
Bus.
An animal that flies.
Bird.
A sport.
Basketball.
Yes!
Okay, hang on.
Oh, I'm not allowed to say yes.
Hang on. Hang sorry. On. Hang on. Hang on. We've got...
with the adjudicators.
Because we're with the adjudicators.
So sorry.
So with the adjudicators. You've won!
Yes!
You've won! You have won money! Monique!
You got $10,000, darling!
Thank you so much!
Are you okay? Is Mum there?
Yes, she's really happy and so am I. Oh,
put your mum on. Where is she?
Okay, Mum.
Okay.
Hi, Mum. You're live Hello. On the radio. What's your name?
Kathy.
Kathy, Monique, your gorgeous daughter has just won $10,000.
I don't believe it.
So exciting. Oh, my God, I got so excited. I'm not supposed to say she won, but I knew she'd won. Oh. Monique, are you going to let her do whatever she wants with it?
Yes, yeah. Well, she's already decided she wants to spend half of it for the jamboree.
Yeah. Oh, and the rest, that is so cute. Can you put Monique back
put
on
back
one more?
On.
Put her back yes. on. Yeah. Thank you, Mum. Yes. Monique.
Yes.
$10,000.
I know. I can't believe it.
Oh, you're going to have a grouse day at school when you get to go to the jamboree. Best day ever. I knew when you said badge and I saw it was BMON, I'm like, she's going to win.
Oh, Monique, $10,000. What's the message here, Monique? Be a scout. Be smart. It's smart. It makes you smart, doesn't it, Monique?
Yes, it does.
Get off Fortnite, kids, and get in the scouts.
Yes. And I love how she asked for the question again. She was so composed.
Ah, oh, my goodness. Congratulations, Monique. $10,000 for getting Alpha Bucks Kids right. And if you've got yourself a smart kid like Monique, yes. you've got to register todayfm.com.au. Oh, The Bachelor. Oh, my goodness, The Bachelor.
No, I missed last night because I was at the daughter's production. So what happened? I heard there was a fight.
Look, it's all kicking off. It was quite an interesting episode because there were some girls that were spending time with Nick's family. So, yeah, so they sort of brought that forward a bit. So they kind of sort of ingratiating him to the family of Honey Badger, whatever you want to call him. But then there was a big set two between at least two of the girls, between Kat and Blair over some eavesdropping. So let's have a listen to a little bit of what went on between Kat and Blair.
No, no, no. Tell me why you were listening to my private conversation with Bernadette. So can you answer that?
Yes, I was in my bedroom getting dressed. I just actually got my stuff, got ready, and then got out of the bathroom.
Eavesdropped on a private conversation.
Maybe if you didn't stand right outside my bedroom door where I can't peek to
Blair, it's
be
really
able
rude to
hear
like
you or not.
Eavesdrop on
I'm
a
not eavesdropping. You have no class, and this angers me.
No,
like,
class.
Don't with me.
Well, that's
don't
not
ever put words in my mouth again.
Come to
I
me
just repeated
like
what
an adult.
You said.
You didn't repeat what I said.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it Romy she was fighting with?
Romy.
Yeah.
Romy. It did mean, though, that the final rose went to Kat, which sent Blair home, and Blair joins us now. Hi, Blair.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, we're okay, but how can you expect to find love when you are being attacked by Romy?
I know. It was so difficult. It was so aggressive and unnecessary. And
yes.
Do you feel angry watching it back and listening to it back? Do you go back and wish there were other things you could have said to Romy? Because she's very good on the fly.
Yeah, she's really good like that. But no, the list is endless as to what I could have said. And
let's start at the top, shall we? Let's start at the A's and work our
we'll
way down to the Z's.
She's very good. She's very good at painting herself in the victim corner. Like even if she's out and out in the wrong, she'll be like she did the same thing with Shannon. Was it Shannon?
She shifts the blame every time.
Incredible skill. Yes.
Yeah. It is a great skill, but it's not a very respected skill.
But Blair, doesn't that make you mad? I mean, you're there. You're a hardworking PE teacher at an unnamed place, and you know you've gone in there obviously looking for love. You don't want fame. I mean, if someone was to offer you another job in the media right now, you'd turn it down, wouldn't you? You're willing to say right now on air that if someone ever offered you another job in the media in any respect, even some sort of magazine deal, that Blair would say no because you've got integrity. Blair, can you say that right now here at Today FM?
Can I say I'd have both jobs?
You can, Dom. You can and you probably will.
Yeah, I love my job. But sometimes I've got plenty of time on my hands.
You do have plenty
of time. I'm a flexible person.
Ooh. Now, did you like the Honey Badger or not?
I honestly have not spent enough time with the honey badger to know.
Ah, you did it. You're
just say no. Say no. You can say no. You didn't like it.
Girls get the girls, apparently, and I'll tell you what, those girls were not getting this girl.
No, they
I just, when everyone tried to pull up and compose themselves when they saw him, because he's a very specific type. Let's put it
so
that way.
That's so true. Yeah. Yep.
And a lot of the girls, when they first saw him in the first episode, you could see them trying to put their game faces on because they were so
I asked him if it was a perm. I'm not kidding. I actually thought it was a perm, and he just laughed it off, and I was like, I'm serious.
Do you find those sayings annoying, like flasher than a rat with a tooth of lead and stuff like that? I find that stuff.
I don't even know what you were even saying right then.
Yeah, no one understands it.
No,
do
so
they?
Do you find those little sayings if he's annoying?
Not really, because I know I do them myself.
Oh, what's your favourite one?
Oh, okay.
Not as mine, you can actually understand.
Go for one. Let's hear one.
So, no, the secrets. No, I can only say them when I like randomly come up with them. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
So you invent them on the fly. You invent them on the fly.
Yeah, I'm better on the spot than to go, oh, this is my favourite saying or something like that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. A live radio interview is not the place to bring that out. Okay, so.
Now, I want to ask Blair about Cass. I'm obsessed, as everyone knows. Is she as... You've watched the show and the way she's been edited, and there's been a lot of mentioning of editing.
I don't want to hear the E word.
I know. Ed gets very cross, as you can see. He's so fired up about several things. Has she been poorly done by? Like, how is she? Is she on?
I do feel really sorry for her because she is a really nice girl and she is a very anxious kind of person with everything. And the way that we see her and the parts that we only see how she's like that with Nick. Whereas
it's
she's like
good.
That. No. Yeah, where it's like that with everything. It's like, oh, what? There's no milk in the house?
Right.
No.
So Blair, if you had to pick a winner, if you thought, who do you think's going to win the honey badger's heart?
Oh, can I pick a couple?
Of course you can.
Yeah, go.
Well, I don't think it's going to be me.
True. Yes. Well spotted. Yes.
No. Well, I hope that it will be Shannon or Brittany.
Yeah, Brittany.
Emily. Saddle Club.
Yeah.
No, I loved Emily. She was lovely. Literally nicest person I've probably met in my life.
Wow. That's a big call. All right. Well,
good luck, Blair.
Best of luck for the future. You've got Instagram, but I'm not plugging it. We will see you soon. Thanks very much.
You already added me.
Good Blair J. Tommy.
Oh, I didn't.
Thank you. My bum. My bum. My little baby bum. Check it out. What did you get out of? What did you score? What did you blag? How did you use your pregnancy to your advantage? 13:10:60, because this morning I had to get petrol and it was like 4:45 a.m. Mm. And I pulled in and it was very cold this morning, as we all know. Mm-hmm. I got my petrol and I walked in and I've got kind of a tight frock on today, so you can see I'm very pregnant.
Yeah.
And as I walked up to the register, this lovely old man was working there and he just pulled some Danishes out of the little oven there at the petrol station. And he said to me, I bet the baby would like one of these. First of all, presumptuous. And if I was feeling friskier, I would have just said to him, what baby?
Oh.
But it was early. So I said to him, yes, he would. And so I paid for my petrol and I went to pay for the Danish. He said, no, don't worry. Do you want a bit of icing sugar? So he popped some icing sugar on it for me. It was like choc chip Danish with icing sugar on the top.
God.
And he just gave it to me for free
because I'm
pregnant.
How good did it taste?
It was tasted like free pregnant Danish. It was so good. And I ate it in the car and all the flakes fell all over me. That was after I ate my jumbo sausage roll.
Yeah, I keep going. I don't want to go past the jumbo sausage roll. How much larger is the jumbo than the regular?
Oh, I would say you get a good 5 centimetres of width and about another 2 of girth.
Jeez.
It's quite a good one. Like, you've got to take a good sized bite and you've got to have the sauce. It takes 2 tubs of sauce, the jumbo. Yeah, it's a good one.
That's living, that is.
It's a tradies breakfast I had this morning, guys.
Yeah, without the mother. You just didn't have the 2-litre can of mother. So Michael's called us. Now, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Michael, I can't imagine you were pregnant much in your life, but is somebody in your life?
Yes, it was my wife. She was 8.5 months pregnant, driving our children to school. I was caught doing 50 in a 40 zone, the school zone. Mm. As the policeman was walking up to her window, she grabbed her water bottle and wet herself down below. No. And the policeman asked, why were you speeding? She said, my waters have broken. I'm running to the hospital.
And he let her off?
Yeah, I let her off. Didn't find her. Let her go.
What?
Wow.
He didn't offer her a police escort. See, I wanted this to escalate where she has to pretend she's in labour. He offers a police escort. She has to go to the hospital.
False alarm.
My other children couldn't understand why she wouldn't take them into the actual classroom, so she had to stay in the car.
That's hilarious. Kids, we're going to the hospital for a while. Shush.
That's amazing.
Well played, Michael. Lauren. Now, Lauren,
yes,
from Peakhurst. Now, I believe, oh my goodness, are you pregnant at the moment?
I am indeed.
And yeah, how do you milk it?
Oh, all the time with my husband. I've been sitting on the couch saying, oh, I'm really hungry, but, you know, all my feet hurt or I'm feeling really nauseous and I just get any meal that I want or any massage that I want.
Yes.
Any day, any time of the day that I want.
Yeah, Tiff used to do this thing where she would just lie on if I was standing there, just standing still, she would sort of roll over onto her side and just lift up her T-shirt and sort of expose her back, and that meant...
Like present.
Yeah, back massage. That just meant...
Really?
She wouldn't even say anything. She'd just look at me, then flip over, and then, okay, doll, here we go.
See, I think this is a first baby occurrence, because honestly, I could slip the child out in front of Scott, and you just go, oh, that's good, and keep going.
Thanks,
Lauren, I'd like to invite you to the Big Bump Brunch.
No.
Oh, I would be so excited.
You're coming along. Lauren, you're coming along. It is all you can eat, and these are hen's teeth. It is so, it's the capacity, we are at capacity, but we're trying to squeeze a few more people in. So, hey, today.
And the bibs arrived yesterday, Ed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the bibs came
today.
Yeah, we're looking forward to see. I think we'll be able to get one and take a picture of them. But I want the ladies to wear bibs because, as I found out this morning, when you're eating your boobs and your tummy are in the way, food falls down there.
It does, doesn't it?
So, please go and register today, fm.com.au. We are down to the very last few spots, but I'm forcing them to make more room for us all. So it's next week. We're so excited. I'm going to be there. Yeah, in stretchy pants. So go and register very quickly.
Get extra giggles when you download and subscribe to the podcast of M, Grant and Ed. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now.
Now, this set the timer, 2 minutes. That's all I need because this is...
what have you got?
Did I do this? This weird or not what I did?
Yes. So,
no. Hang on. All right, well, thanks very much. Ange up next.
No, okay, tell me.
So we've got some so we've got mothers in the studio because this is about a mother. So obviously yourself, Em, and Kimmy, our executive producer. Kimmy. Hello, Kimmy.
Hello.
Yep. Okay, I'm in the Pitt Street Mall yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm on one of me wanders because I had a bit of free time. Right? Tiff's got the baby. Mm. Now, I sort of forgot that I didn't have the baby because I was sitting on a little bench and I was having a smoothie and I was looking at pictures of him. And a mum walked past, and then she was an attractive woman. That's okay. I can say that, can't I?
Yes. Right. Sure.
Okay.
Did she look fit and healthy?
Yes.
A strong lady.
Yeah, absolutely.
So say pretty last, then you'll get more credit. She looked strong, she looked healthy, and she was attractive, but that was the least
interesting. Oh, good. Yeah, but yeah, all right.
Get me.
She was strong and
attractive and healthy.
Healthy as.
And pretty great.
And I barely noticed, but she was
perfect. Now you're a feminist. Good boy. Okay, go.
I've done it.
Yeah.
So anyway, as she walked past, she was sort of going somewhat slow because it looked like about a year old baby was in the pusher, and the baby had what looked to be a little piece of pear sort of cut up because the mum has a little bag thing, and the baby was sort of going to put the pear in its mouth, but it was missing, and it was sort of like hitting its cheek and then like that, right? And she was going slow enough because she was sort of thinking about stopping to help the child or not, right? Now, you both thinking that I jumped up and
I'm afraid
I did it.
You went
I didn't
up and
do
went
that.
Nom, nom, nom.
Did not. Oh, no, I didn't do that either. I didn't do that. I did that in food courts. So then I was, as she walked past, as one parent to another.
But she doesn't know you're a parent?
Look, as one parent to another, I winked at her.
Oh, God.
You got this. That kind of wink?
What was the wink implying?
I'll do it to Kim now.
Okay.
And tell me how you feel.
Okay.
All right, so you got the baby there.
Walking pear, walking. Ready? Baby's not eating, yeah. Ugh.
Oh, hang on.
Do it to me. Do it to
Ready?
Me. Do it to me. Okay.
Walkie got your pear? Ready?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It looks like you're either about to fly the plane or you're trying to pick me up. If you're Sam's baby... You can't win.
I'm a parent. I'm a parent. And
you're
I wanted
not
to,
wearing your I'm a parent badge.
I wanted to chase her with my phone and go, look, I have a child.
Not like an FBI agent. Yeah. Here's my badge.
Here's my badge. She thought I was being weird. I was being supportive.
You were being weird.
You were being weird.
She didn't know. You got to declare it. You got to go, hey, I'm a parent. Wink.
Oh, because that doesn't look weird in the Pitt Street Mall.
I'm a parent. Oh, you're in a mall.
Stop winking at women. Unless you've got Arnie with you.
In
even
malls as well.
Supportive winking.
There's no such thing as a supportive.
Supportive
give me
winking.
A supportive wink. Show me a supportive wink. Now show me. You didn't do the thumbs up, you liar. Now give me a sexy wink.
Ew.
That looks like it's something in your eye.
I reckon Ed's got a sexy wink.
Show me a sexy wink. Now supportive. No, you thumbs up.
Mate,
it was weird.
If you want me, midday today, I'll be winking in the Pitt Street Mall.
You were unintentionally creepy. You were totally creepy.
Angela Bishop, shortly. Swish, swish, fish. Celebrity entertainment. Here she is, the Channel 10's doyen of entertainment. Angela Bishop, lovely to see
you. Lovely to see you too. And Mel B, I'm all over this.
What's going on?
Well, there was this huge expose in The Sun on Sunday in the UK, which, you know, spread all over the world that she was going into rehab because she was a sex addict and an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Now, they based this on the claims from her best friend, apparently. Oh, we all need a best friend like this.
Yeah, great.
His name's Rusty Updegraff. And he's restaurateur, Updegraff, restaurateur and nanny.
Hang on.
That's a good slashy. There's so many things there, Ed. Restaurateur, nanny, Rusty Updegraff.
Yeah.
That's illegal. You can't do the Rusty Updegraff. Not in this time slot.
Well, Rusty is not a best friend I'd be latching on to because he said that she was sleeping with three men a day.
Rusty.
That she was laying into the tequila and
Rusty.
Vodka. Now, and she then gave a statement.
That sounds like a good time, Ange.
Well, she then gave a statement to The Sun saying, well, I know I've got a couple of problems. I am going to go into rehab. But she denied all of that, but it was all very, very confusing. So she straightened it out on The Ellen Show. Yeah. Let's hear it from Mel B herself.
It kind of got a bit skew-whiff, let's put it that way. Now, I've been in therapy since my father got diagnosed with cancer.
I love you some therapy.
Ago, but, you know, no, I'm not an alcoholic. No, I'm not a sex addict. You know, I was with the same person for 10 years, and it was quite a turmoil, very intense. That's all I can say about it. Mm-hmm. I'd like to say a lot more, but I'm just sure to keep it PC. But, yeah, I addressed a lot of those issues, and I did kind of have to ease my pain.
So what? Have a shot, sleep with three blokes a day. I'm not going to judge you.
Yeah, not for no, especially Rusty. What Rusty DeGraff's lifestyle is?
Yeah, we should do
a background check on Rusty. On Rusty. Absolutely right. So she's going to finish America's Got Talent, finish all of that, and then she is going to
have some. Yeah, my mate's on that at the moment, Matt Wilhelms.
I know.
Yeah, and he had a photo with her yesterday, and I said to him, so how is she going? And he said she's fabulous.
Yeah.
So she seems okay.
I hope he wins.
Oh, I do too. I love Hans.
On Netflix, Ange.
Yeah, look, Guy Pearce, who we love, 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 has done this whole rounds vlogging a Netflix movie he's in.
The Innocents, I'm watching
fantastic.
But
he says he wasn't allowed to use the word binge, that Netflix peeps said to him, don't use the word binge. He then told someone that he shouldn't. Let's hear what he said.
I don't think Netflix liked the term binge. When we did the promotion for this in the States, we were strictly sort of instructed beforehand not to talk about binge watching. So, but now I've made an issue out of it.
I love that. But, you know, this is Netflix, the same one when you're watching The Staircase or you're watching Marcella or you're watching that it goes through the credits, rolls straight onto the next episode and you can skip the intro of the next episode. That doesn't encourage binging.
No, not
and
at
after
all.
Six in a row, it checks, are you still there?
Yeah, that's right.
I love that. And I recommend The Innocent.
You like it?
Shape-shifting teenagers, Guy Pearce is trying to fix him. It's amazing.
Is it Americano? Is he playing in America?
It's all English.
Oh, it's English.
It's set in English, bleak English countryside, so it's really watchable. Yeah,
yeah, nice and dark. And finally, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Look, he might be finally getting off the market. Do you believe this?
No, I don't believe it. No.
The man who counts Jack Nicholson as his role model for how to go through life. He's 43 and apparently Camilla Cammy Maroney, who...
Is she also 43?
She's not.
Yeah, what's her age?
She's 21.
Yeah.
She's a model.
No, she's not.
She is.
I won't have it.
But apparently... The friends of Leo are saying she is the one, that it's different this time.
Did they say she is the one before lunch and then there's...
No.
When was she born if she's 21, gang?
She was born
1998.
I can't do maths. That's why I'm in television.
I reckon 1998. That's depressing.
Yeah. Wow. So, but anyway, I'll keep a close eye on that because I'd expect an invitation to come on the email.
That'd be wonderful.
But Leonardo DiCaprio's got a new Aussie co-star. As you know, he's making the new Quentin Tarantino movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, about the Charles Manson movies with Brad Pitt and Sharon Tate playing. Margot Robbie playing Sharon Tate.
Yeah.
Another Aussie has just been cast in a crucial role. Damon Herriman is going to play Charles Manson, who's, of course, the guy who orchestrated all the murders.
Whole thing. Who's Damon?
He's a local Sydney actor. He is, when my friend Josh, he's in Josh Lawson's film that was in the short film that got nominated for an Oscar. He was in Justified. He's been in lots of American productions.
He was in J. Edgar with Clint Eastwood and Naomi Watts. He's an astounding actor, and this is a huge role for him to be playing in a Tarantino role. A movie breakthrough.
Yeah.
So
good on him. Really good guy. All right, Ange, before you go, we have our Honey Badger saying generator. So the idea is that anyone can do a Honey Badger saying because they're basically just three, like an animal and an emotion and something just thrown together at random. That's what he does. And so you've got the three cups there. So now don't tell us what they are yet. We're going to ask you how you're feeling. So flip over that your emotion you picked out of the cup at random. You've got the next one there, which is a person or an animal. And then you've got a location, and then I'm going to ask you how you're feeling, and you launch into it. All right. The Honey Badger saying, as done by Angela Bishop, Channel 10 Entertainment Doyen. Hey, Ange, after all this gossip and having to go back to LA so many times, how you feeling?
I'm thirstier than a jellyfish at a football field.
Yep. She's done it. Well played. Secret sound up next. Thank you, Ange.
Today FM's secret sound.
What's that sound?
What's that sound?
What is that sound? It is 10 minutes past 8 and there is $78,000 up for grabs in the secret sound. We've got Kimmy, our official adjudicator, our executive producer, who has officially guessed the secret sound. How do you feel?
Oh, it's so great for knowing, but... I wish someone else would get it. That's what I really do wish.
Well, that's what we're here for. You're the adjudicator. Hamira from Homebush. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Oh, good. Now, you think you've known from the first time you heard it?
Yes, I do.
What do you believe it is?
Well, I think it's one of those old-time floppy disks that you used to use before USBs. Inserting that floppy disk into a computer, that's the sound. Oh.
Into the hard drive, I suppose.
Let's hear it.
Inserting a computer into a disk.
A disk into the computer.
You'll be nervous. A floppy disk into
a computer.
Is incorrect.
Oh, sorry.
Bad luck, doll.
Now,
back to the drawing board.
Is it a drawing board?
Is it?
Okay, I'll keep on. Yeah, I'm not allowed to have a guess.
Etch a sketch.
Keep going.
Is it an etch a sketch being shooken?
No. Don't bait me.
Ooh, is it a shookening? Bait. Is it a shookening of anything?
I know you're trying to break me. It's not going to happen. I'm completely just a yes or no person.
Okay, you're a yes or no person. Yes or no, Courtney from St. Helens Park, what do you believe the secret sound to be?
I think it's opening a packet of antibacterial wipes.
The plastic bit at the top.
Yeah, someone said the nappy ones, actually. The nappy wipes not long ago. That was incorrect, and you are as well.
Oh, double incorrect. Wow, you got told twice, Courtney. Sorry about that. Okay.
No yes, no there, Courtney.
Double. No yes. I can't wait to say yes.
It's double no. Here's Sophie from Rouse Hill. Sophie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're okay. Kim's drunk on power, so... had the power breathalyzer. She's way over. So what do you believe the secret sound to be?
I think it's when you put, when you've got a trolley and you're trying to put it back to get your coin out. So it's the actual lock going back into the other trolley and the coin.
Good guess. Can I hear it, please? That's a good guess.
That's a great guess, actually, Sophie. That is incorrect, but it's an awesome guess.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a mediocre guess. Sophie, what? I love you, but I can hear multiple things there.
Oh, no, come on. No, but hang on. I'm saying, let's hear it one more time. I think, Kim, it's like the interlocking. Tick, tick, tick. It's one thing, but it's three motions.
Oh, I think it's a creative guess. She's thought outside the box.
Think
you're wrong, but...
I feel like it's kind of like not too out of the box, but like kind. You know what I mean? Like, can't be too weird.
Someone has laminated yellow pages, got a big acrylic nail on, and flicked the edge of it.
I don't know. I don't think you can laminate the yellow pages. That seems drastic.
I mean, let's not be naysayers.
Okay? Right, that's true. No black hatting.
No.
Thank you.
After 9 o'clock, another guess. $78,000. And those incorrect guesses are up at todayfm.com.au.
Footloose the Musical had its gala opening night last night. Jeez. With my daughter Marcella playing the lead role of Ariel.
Jeez.
Now, as you know, I had been called in to give notes a few times. Yes. I wasn't asked, but I gave them nonetheless.
Volunteered.
I did. And God, aren't they lucky to have me? No, I was asked and I went in. And I'll have to say, after I left the notes last week, I was a little nervous because my daughter's sexual tension with her male lead was that of a brother and sister.
Oh, they weren't, there wasn't like a...
They were being really weird with each other. I suspect that they have a little crush on each other, but whatever. I didn't say that on radio.
Isn't that good though? Don't you want that? Because can't they bring that to the stage and bring that to the roles? Like with Ange and Brad and Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yeah, but they're also like angsty 17 and 18-year-old kids who are still grappling with emotions and all those kind of things. Yeah. And so I was a little worried. And then last night the show opened and straight away my daughter struts out so sassy.
Wow.
I don't even know where she got it from. We were all shocked.
Yeah.
Definitely Scott. And then we're all building up to the moment where the kiss had to happen. And everyone knew I was in the audience and it was sold out.
Where were you sitting?
Specifically was the back row. So I'm sitting front row tonight. Don't worry.
Tonight.
But I'm going all 4 nights.
Oh, great.
Cause I'm entertaining guests all 4 nights cause we have 40 people coming over the 4 nights.
Oh my God. So How many people in the auditorium?
200. And so.
So you'll have 20% of the people on one night. You could have 20% of the audience.
Yeah, they banned me from buying any more tickets. And so I was right at the back row. She couldn't see me. And so the kiss was coming and Odette, her sister, was covering her eyes.
Yeah.
And Joel Creasy was there with me and Lucy and my friend. And we were all leaning forward. And I was like, in my mind, I completely forgot she was my daughter. And I'm like, kiss. And this is pretty much my daughter's first proper kiss.
Oh
like it's
God.
Happening on stage that I know of. And so I'm leaning in and then there's a moment where they're singing a duet together and it's beautiful. They're in harmony. Yeah. And the lead, he's such a charismatic, handsome boy, and him and Chella have I think they've had a thing for a while. They're good friends.
This is it.
And so they're leaning and then they kiss and it's a long kiss, Ed. Yeah. It was like a neighbor's kiss.
Oh, and lingering.
And then I couldn't help myself. I was like, yes.
Oh, you shouted that out?
Yeah, I shouted out.
No.
Yes.
Oh no. She would have heard that. Did she hear that?
She did. She told me later. She goes, were you the one who was screaming yes when I was kissing Will?
Are you gonna do it in the front row tonight?
Oh, I'm gonna have the camera. I'm gonna be don't mind me.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be on my or maybe I'll do a GoPro on my head.
That's subtle. That's more subtle. Yeah, that's where the mind is like.
So it was such a great kiss and I really wanted to get together. Yeah,
I'm proud of her.
Pride doesn't cover how I felt. I didn't think I'd ever be happy for someone else and I'm happy for myself.
Yeah.
But I was genuinely happier for her than I've ever been for myself, which is a moment for, somebody who's so focused on herself. But I have to say, 10 out of 10. But the other weird thing was there were 3 other kisses introduced into the play that had not been there until last night.
What, just 3 other characters?
Yeah, Nick, the guy who, director, he just said to them, okay, you two are going to kiss and you two are going to kiss, gave them no notice.
What are you talking about? And they just said, did the characters make sense that they should be kissing? Was it like a policeman and a priest just macking out?
No, it was the mum and the dad and then another couple. But it was weird. It just became this weird kiss-a-thon. Now, you get a kiss and you get a kiss.
Wow.
I know. We're all sitting there going, God, so much passion in this teenage play. But it was fantastic. I'm so proud. It was amazing. Oh, Kieran's got a little bit of video of her in the final scene.
She said that's okay to put out?
No.
Ooh. Are we doing it anyway?
I'm so proud. Who cares? She looks good. She looks hot. She looks talented.
She's gonna.
Yeah, so that's it. There you go.
And tomorrow? So,
We'll
have another. We'll have to check in tomorrow.
I'm front row tonight. So
yeah.
There'll
be notes.
And I'm there. Like, if she falls over, I'll take the understudy out. I know every line.
Oh, you got a costume. Sitting in the front row in a costume. Subtle. Well,
yeah, I won't be doing the kissing scene because, he's 18.
And the next in our Ask Me Anything series, and it's the story of organ donation.
It is, and it's one that, as all of us are parents here, you can't imagine being in the position of either families.
Mm.
And we'd like to welcome, first of all, Brooke. Hello, yes. Brooke.
Hi, how are you?
And also Tatiana, hello.
Hello.
Brooke, if you want to tell the story of, I guess, how you guys came to know each other.
So my son, Zane, was in a tragic accident where we decided to donate his organs. And his story was on Facebook, and Tatiana happened to see it on Facebook, and her son received Zane's kidneys. His lungs. Sorry.
So I just want to, I mean, this is incredible. I just want to go to the selflessness of you and your husband. So your three-year-old son was killed in the driveway. It was a terrible accident. And in your most darkest moment of grief, you decided to donate his organs. I mean, was that something you'd ever thought about until that moment?
Organ donation was something I'd thought about for myself. Obviously, when you fill out your driver's license, it's not something I ever thought about for my children.
No.
But in that moment, it is something that we both decided we wanted to do.
And why did you want to do it?
I think for us, sitting in that hospital room for 10 days and seeing all these sick children, we thought if we could help someone, even just one person, that would be worth it.
And so now, Tatiana, your son Mason needed lungs.
Yes.
And what was Mason's story up to that point?
So he had gotten a viral pneumonia, attacked his lungs and left him with 25% lung function and living on oxygen and in a wheelchair. So he was listed to wait for lungs.
And how did you find out that there were some lungs that, you know, that were age appropriate and it could be for your son?
Just a phone call in the morning saying, hi, we think we found some lungs.
So there is a law that the identities of organ donors can't be revealed in Australia to recipients. Is
that
correct?
Right. Yeah.
So once Mason received the organs, you wanted to naturally find the family and thank them, but you couldn't.
Yeah, and try and, if possible, bring them some sort of comfort and knowing that what they had done.
And Brooke, were you happy to be contacted, or did you wish to remain anonymous at that point?
We always hope that someone would contact us.
Is it an odd law then? Because we've got two people who have lived this situation and I can't seem to think in my head what the purpose of a law like this would be.
I think if both parties agree, then it shouldn't be stopped.
It could be something they could check beforehand, you know, when you become an organ donor, are you happy for people to know it was you?
Yeah.
So the hospital said your only option was to write an anonymous letter.
Yep. That gets handed to Donate Life, and then Donate Life hand that on to the donor family after checking that there's no distinguishing facts in there, you know, names or places, things like that.
What was it like to get that letter, Brooke?
Well, Tatiana and I had already contacted each other before I got that letter from her.
And this is where Facebook comes in.
Yeah, so tell us, Tatiana, how did you put it together? So you were on Facebook?
Yes, so I was in Mason's ICU bed while he was sleeping, just quietly scrolling through Facebook because I couldn't sleep, and this news article sort of grabbed my attention. And I didn't go to open it initially because it said, you know, they had lost their son 2 weeks earlier.
A little bit close to home for you at that point.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But I didn't really put two and two together until I opened it and realised they meant because he'd been on life support for so long. And then when it mentioned that he'd donated organs and that a set of lungs had gone to someone, and I knew Mason was in the only hospital that did children's lungs in all of Australia and New Zealand, and the last one was 3 months earlier. So.
And what did you do then? What was your, you know, that's another moment to sit down and go, right, what am I going to say in this?
I thought about it for a day or two and then thought, no, I need to try and reach out to these people as gently as possible.
Yeah. Brooke, when you first spoke to Tatiana, what were your emotions?
I was definitely in shock. It wasn't something I was expecting, but really happy that she made the decision to reach out. And I guess for us being able to see Mason, it helps us with our healing.
Do you feel a bit like, you know, part of Zane is living on?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. well, it's true.
And I've said to Tatiana before, you know, Zane was wild, so good luck with those lungs.
Now, let's talk about organ donation. So to become an organ donor, it's not just if every time 10 years you do your license, you can do it any time you like. So donate to donatelife.gov.au. At the moment, so that's a majority of Australians, a little bit over 60% are willing to donate their organs, but no?
Yes, but I believe only about 33% have actually signed up.
Right, signed up. So that's intention. So what we're trying to, that's very low. So if you're listening to this, donatelife.gov.au.
So Brooke, I also know that Zane saved 5 lives, including Mason.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, have you had contact from the other families?
Yeah, so the mum of the baby girl who received a kidney has been in contact with me. She's only written one letter and I've written back to her, but you cannot reveal any names or anything that will give you away. So I'm not sure if she knows who we are. Mm. But yeah, it was really nice to hear from her.
5 lives.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Tatiana and Brooke and Ibrahim, your husband, who's there with you, Brooke. So we want to thank you so much for telling us your story today, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Comedian, man about town, Ash Williams, good morning.
Ed, Em, how are we?
Well, darling, you look, I've thought about, what about Ash for The Bachelor, Ed?
Oh, this is, ooh, this is a sore topic.
Why? Always refer to Ed. Ed is my entertainment lawyer.
Yes.
Can we talk about this, Ed?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Why is it a sore point?
No, well, there was a vague approach made.
Oh.
And then it went cold. And then, so then it's been a bit of like lobbying of, what do you reckon? And then.
Well, there was more than that.
Well, there was a meeting.
Yeah. Wow. So you were in contention and the badge stole it.
Yeah. There was an airfare. Yeah. There was a limousine.
There was an airfare. There was a limousine.
There was a free bottle of water.
Many free bottles of water. Yep. Should we keep going? Yep. Should we go into it?
There was, yep, go on. We're here now. There was a would you do it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is that why you moved to Bondi?
No. I moved to Bondi. A long story. But,
but.
So, and then they went cold.
Then they just went like
they
ice
never
cold.
Called me again.
Wow, Ash.
But it does mean that you are a single man, an eligible single man.
Yep.
He is.
But I believe you're being scammed.
Okay.
So, he calls me. He's moved. He's living in this amazing place. Thank you. You've got the photo in front of you. He's living in this amazing place in Bondi.
Yes.
And I went over to have a look, and the views are, like, they're.
They are 240-degree views. So, a view to Tamarama all the way back to Rose Bay.
Yep.
Stunning.
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, now that you've put out on Instagram that you live in Bondi, you're getting what everyone gets, which is people ringing you up saying, can I come and stay at your house for free?
Mm.
And one of the people, so friends have done this, Em. Other people were friends of ours.
That's fine.
And you've been like, yeah, okay, sure. Because you've got to remember that you're not just by yourself, are you?
No, I'm with my housemate, Luke, and I want to keep Luke happy.
Yeah. Because
this is the best house I've ever lived in.
Mm. Yeah.
I want to die in this house. Like, okay. Like not soon. No, when I'm 90, you know what I mean. You know.
Of course I know what you mean. Everyone knows what you mean.
That's fantastic.
So.
Okay. You want to be wheeled out of there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Okay. So. Let's get to what happened. You then get a message on Instagram on someone that you'd met on Instagram who is who from what show?
Tash from Love Island.
Now, if you've already forgotten what that is, which I'm sure you have, let's go back to her introduction to Love Island.
I get along really well with guys. I have lots of guy friends. Lots of guys, though, are friends with me for one reason.
What's that? Her personality. Her eyes. Her book club membership.
If you had to pick one reason guys would be friends with her, Ash, what would it be?
She's a businesswoman. She runs her own business. She does eyelash tinting, eyelash tattooing. This is not a joke, Ed.
Yeah, you're doing a good job of ignoring the part of the photograph of Tash that Em is holding up to you.
Oh, yeah.
Is that got anything to do with it?
Are there two reasons?
She's actually really nice. You guys are being silly.
She's trying to scam you, mate. So now go to.
So she's been sending you, she's been sliding to your DM saying, buddy, can I stay with you?
Yeah, she said, can I stay for two nights, right?
Yeah.
Right. And I just wrote back, yeah, sure, because we've got a spare bedroom.
Yeah.
I don't like to say that loud, okay. Yeah, but we've got a spare bed.
Right, so you've got the spare bedroom. Okay, so it was a two-night, no problem, here we go. And I was like, oh, okay, sure, I guess. That's a bit weird. She's coming from Perth, but you've never really met her.
Jeez,
but
in the Perth, okay.
In the spare room, I guess that's good. Now, this is where the question goes, did this now turn into a scam, which I think it is. Read the, because we were arguing about this. I said, right. He doesn't think it's a scam. I think it is. Read Em the message, and then let's hear what she thinks.
Okay.
Well, I forgot she was going to come this weekend. So it's this weekend.
Yes. So it's basically tomorrow.
So three weeks have passed, and then she says, I'm coming this weekend. I get this.
Wait, sorry, what? You haven't heard from her in 3 weeks?
No. And I get this message. I feel so bad because I've barely spoken to you, but I've been so busy.
Mm.
Emoji with the closed eyes and blushed cheeks. I have the red-eye flight on Thursday and get into Sydney at 6 a.m. Friday.
Mm.
Then I leave Tuesday morning. Is that cool? Also, I have a dress lady sending me a dress. Is it cool if I get the dress posted to yours on Friday morning? Will you be home to collect at 7 a.m.?
Sir, you are being had by a temptress with a lovely personality.
Yeah, both of them. And so you've got, so now it's five nights, Em. So now it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday night into Tuesday.
And a pickup of a and an early wake up to collect a dress.
A 7 a.m. pickup of a dress.
Yep. And she hasn't, she's been stupid. If you're going to, you got to cultivate between the 3 weeks.
Thank you.
Every day you got to send a message. Mm. You guys have got to be doing some flirting. Mm. She can't just cold you for 3 weeks and then go, hey, by the way, 5 nights and a dress.
Yeah, I know.
That's
how I feel, Ed.
You're being had.
It's a scam, isn't it?
It's a scam.
But also, I didn't read the message properly when she sent all that. So I just wrote back, it's all good, babe. And then I read the message back to you, Ed.
No, you sent me the message and I blew up, Ed. That's when I blew up. I blew up. I said, this is a scam. I was feeding Arnold his dinner and I had to, I rang Ash and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, this is important. This is a scam. This is 4 days. I will not have this. Your housemate's going to kick you out.
Yeah, and you said it's 4 days. And I said, what, 4 days? And I was shocked too. And then I read the message and I was like,
sometimes Ash doesn't know that Friday to Tuesday is 4 days. Sometimes to him, it's that's one sleep. All right, let's go to the phone. Maddie from Parramatta, is he being scammed?
Yes, he's definitely being scammed, but it's like he wants to be scammed. He's not even reading the messages. He's like, what is his replies back to her?
Boom.
Like, is he doing the blush emojis?
Boom.
That's really good analysis of someone's personality.
What is your role in the scamming, young man?
I was so busy the day she messaged.
Blush emoji.
What were you doing?
I was actually doing Carrie and Tommy.
Good work. All right, that takes 4 minutes in the afternoon.
That's a 1 hour show. Their
whole show's only an hour and a half. They don't even spend all day on it.
Yeah, but I was running late.
There's another. I believe we've got another caller. Hello, caller.
Hey, Ash, it's Tash from Love Island. I was just listening to the radio. I just thought I'd call and say, hey, babe, can't wait to come and stay at your place for free. I only need to stay for 1 month, and I've only got one cat that has to come with me because she's got pretty explosive diarrhea. She likes to go in the bed. And also Grant Crapp, who won Love Island, he's got to come too because he doesn't have a job and he lives in a bucket outside Subiaco Oval.
Okay.
Anyway, babe, I got to go because there's 9 other people that are coming to stay as well. So, Greg, just want to say big kisses. Can't wait to see you, and I only need to borrow $1,000. Ha!
Good on you, Greg. Good luck.
Okay. Yes or no, is she staying?
Not no.
I feel like I should at least offer one night. You know why she's in town? It's Eden from Love Island's birthday. So I was thinking if she stays, then maybe I can pop into Eden's birthday.
That's it. I can't help you anymore.
Yeah, no, you deserve everything coming to you. Get out.
Get out of here.
Today FM Breakfast. Weekdays from 6. 104.1 Today FM.